When key personnel leave, the federal contractors' disclosure dilemma. Federal contractors that build proposals around named key personnel face a difficult choice when a proposed key person becomes unavailable before award due to resignation or accepting another position during typically lengthy evaluation periods. Notify the agency and seek permission to submit a substitute, or stay silent and address the issue only after contract award. Quick hits. Key personnel can play a central role in government contract proposal evaluations and may be a material basis for an agency's award decisions. Contractors typically have two options when a key person departs during evaluation. 1. Notify the agency and propose a replacement, which carries the risk of disqualification, or 2. Risk protest exposure by remaining silent until after contract award. Deciding which risk to take depends on numerous factors, such as how imminent the award decision is, whether the agency will conduct discussions, and if the key person is truly unavailable. Government Accountability Office, GAO, bid protest decisions have developed a clear rule. When a contractor knows that a proposed key person has become unavailable, the contractor generally has a duty to inform the agency of the change to its proposal. Failure to do so can render the proposal materially misleading and lead to the loss of the award in a bid protest. But notifying the agency of the issue before award is not always a safe harbor and carries the risk of disqualification. To escape this rock and hard place, a contractor must consider several factors before deciding which risk to accept when a proposed key person becomes unavailable. Key personnel are material to proposal evaluation, and so is their unavailability. Many federal solicitations require offerers to identify specific individuals for key positions, such as program manager, lead engineer, medical director, or chief architect. These individuals are designated as key personnel because the agency considers their qualifications critical to successful performance. Solicitations often require contractors to include detailed resumes demonstrating key personnel qualifications and experience represent that the personnel will be available to perform the contract and require inclusion of letters of commitment from the proposed individuals. Because agencies evaluate the personnel during source selection with the expectation that they will be the ones performing the work, the proposed personnel can significantly affect the agency's technical ratings and ultimately the award decision. In some procurements, the experience of key personnel may be the most heavily weighted element of the proposal. Procurement evaluation periods can extend for significant lengths of time, and it is not unheard of for offerers to wait more than a year after proposal submission before the agency makes an award selection. While contractors wait, life continues for their proposed key personnel, and sometimes they decide to make employment changes that render them unavailable to perform. Solicitations are typically silent on this scenario, creating a dilemma for contractors about how to proceed. Although there is no affirmative obligation in the Federal Acquisition Regulation requiring a contractor to notify the agency of key personnel becoming unavailable after proposal submission, GAO has repeatedly addressed this situation in the context of post-award bid protests. The consistent principle emerging from GAO decisions is that a proposal may become materially misleading if an offerer fails to inform the agency that a key person has become unavailable. The GAO consistently rules that offerers are required to advise agencies of material changes in proposed staffing, even after submission of proposals. This rule is grounded in the view that a bidder may not receive award of a contract based on a knowing material misrepresentation in its proposal. The key to GAO's decisions, though, is the contractor's knowledge concerning the individual's unavailability to perform the contract. And Gao clarifies that there is no obligation to inform the agency where the offeror does not have actual knowledge of the key person's unavailability. Contractor options. When key personnel become unavailable. When a key person leaves before award and the solicitation is silent on how a contractor should address the situation, contractors generally have two options, both of which carry risk. Option 1. Inform the agency and propose a replacement. To avoid protest risk from remaining silent, the contractor can notify the contracting officer of the key person's unavailability and request permission to substitute another individual who meets or exceeds the solicitation's qualifications. This request may not be granted, however, because it creates a separate dilemma for the agency. Allowing an offeror to change a key person after proposal submission is accepting a material revision to the proposal, which requires the agency to open discussions with all offerers and afford them an opportunity to revise their proposals. If the agency intended to award the contract without discussions or had already completed discussions with offerers, then the contracting officer may be reluctant to invite revised proposals that would require additional resources to evaluate and prolong the procurement process. In that case, these easy button for the agency may be to decline the contractor's request to substitute the key person and disqualify the contractor from the competition for submitting a materially non-compliant proposal. Option 2, take no action. The other approach is to remain silent if a key person departs and raise the matter with the agency after award. This approach also carries substantial risk. Because competitors often recruit from the same labor pool, key personnel departures frequently become known within the industry, increasing the likelihood of a protest challenge. If a competitor files a protest and demonstrates that the contractor knew that their key person was unavailable during the evaluation period, GAO may conclude the proposal was materially misleading. In such cases, the agency may be required to terminate the award and reevaluate proposals. How to choose among bad options? There are several factors to consider in deciding which risk to take when a key person becomes unavailable before award. The first is whether the award announcement date is imminent, far off, or unknown. If imminent, then it is unlikely that the contracting officer will accept proposal revisions to replace a key person and could be inclined to disqualify the offerer from the competition rather than delaying the procurement by opening discussions with all offerers. If the award date is far off or unknown, is it known whether the agency will conduct discussions before the award? If so, then the contractor could wait until the contracting officer opens discussions and invites revised proposals to replace the unavailable key person. Another consideration is whether the individual is, in fact, unavailable. If the contractor can demonstrate a good faith belief that despite a key person's announced intention to leave the company for another employment opportunity, the individual's unavailability was not yet certain at the time of award, then in the event of a protest, the contractor could argue that it did not have knowledge of the individual's unavailability. For example, if the key person left to accept a position with another company that performs similar services, discussions with that company could be opened on the possibility of the key person performing as a subcontractor. If the offeror could state in good faith that such discussions were open and ongoing at the time of award, then in the event of a protest, the offeror may argue that it did not know that the key person was, for certain, unavailable. Key takeaway. In the end, there is no risk-free path when key personnel become unavailable during the evaluation period, but only a strategic choice between competing risks that must be assessed in real time. GAO's case law makes clear that silence in the face of known unavailability can undermine the integrity of a proposal and jeopardize an award, while proactive disclosure may invite disqualification depending on the procurement posture. The practical takeaway for contractors is to treat key personnel availability as a dynamic compliance issue, not a static proposal representation, and to make deliberate, well-documented decisions grounded in timing, knowledge, and agency behavior. By approaching these situations with a clear understanding of the legal framework and the procurement context, contractors can better navigate the tension between preserving competitiveness and avoiding protest exposure. Ogletree Deacon's Government Contracting and Compliance Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Government Contracting and Compliance blog as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, other webinars, podcasts.